Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're joined by our guest now, Kumi Smith, Assistant Professor of Epidemiology at the University of Minnesota. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. So there seems to be a big contradiction, if you look at graphs, in terms of infections going up and deaths going down. But is that a misleading statistic?
It's a good question. I would first caution listeners to always, keep in mind that when you're looking at rates of infection or when people talk about cases and trends with cases, that reflects partly what's happening with the virus, but also partly what's happening with testing. So if a lot more people start testing or testing suddenly becomes a lot more available, those changes will be reflected in infection rates. But I think the second point you're making is an interesting one. The theories I've heard as to why case counts could be going up at the same time that death rates could be going down is because it seems that a lot of new cases coming in are among younger folks who are still getting very, very ill, some of them, but maybe not dying at quite the same rates as the first wave of sort of older folks and those folks with more comorbidities.
I think this whole thing, obviously whenever you mix politics and science is not going to work out well, but somehow it seems to me that people are under the impression that you die or you're asymptomatic and they don't realize that there is a lot of ground in between. And you also can't superimpose that over an age line necessarily, can you? And I understand that there are comorbidities. I understand the age groups. I understand African Americans, et cetera. But do you think the public is a little bit confused in that, thinking, well, if I'm not old or otherwise sick, if I get it, I'm not going to really be sick. I'm going to be asymptomatic. And if some people are, so I'm not vulnerable, so I'm not concerned. Do you understand what I'm trying to ask, Doctor, in my own clumsy way?
No, I actually completely agree. I think that one of the reasons why a lot of us hear the news and then immediately, think of, okay, what's my own personal chance, probability of getting sick, is partly because I think that there hasn't been a lot of support at the federal or state level for, what folks are supposed to do if they're at really high risk. Is there extra assistance for people who need to stay home? Is there extra kind of consideration of jobs that are going to put people at higher risk? I think people have been forced to make individual level decisions. And so when the news comes out that, of cases who are dying, such and such percent are among older people, I think it's a pretty human reaction to say, well, oh, that doesn't apply to me. Sadly, statistics describe a population, but when you're an individual, it's a yes or no question. Are you going to get super sick or maybe die, or are you not? And there's really no way for us to tell each person what's going to happen. And we have been seeing a huge amount of morbidity, so just, severe illness among younger people. And it's really, it's no walk in the park, this disease. It's a lot more serious than the flu. We believe it may have a lot of lasting chronic effects on health. And it doesn't necessarily come with comorbidities. There's completely healthy young people who have died from this virus. So we really are playing with fire when we make decisions like that based on statistics.
Have we, if I were in charge of this, and thank God I'm not, Doctor, but if I were, the first thing I would do is get a handle on testing nationally, because it seems as though, and quoting Dr. Fauci, that if you, you know, if you're trying to do contact tracing and it takes 14 days to get a test result, you're wasting your time. Is that the first step, in your opinion, or have we lost control of testing? Is it just all over the place?
Yeah, I mean, I think a nationally coordinated testing strategy has been key to a strong response in other countries that we've seen. In our defense, we are a very federal country, and we are really huge. And this epidemic entered different parts of the country at different points in time. But, you know, that said, there really has been zero coordination from the center. And I do agree, especially early in the epidemic, had we been able to know much more in a timely fashion, who's sick, who can be isolated, how to actually do that contact tracing, that would have been a lot easier. I will point out that contact tracing becomes really hard when you start sort of seeing the gatherings that you're seeing now. So it does include actually, you know, protests when people were gathering in large groups, but now also, you know, folks going to restaurants and bars. The point of contact tracing is to say, tell me everyone that you kind of came into contact with or were in sort of the close proximity to for a long time. They're not necessarily going to be able to tell you every name and phone number of every other patron who is in a restaurant. So at that point, I think that's why we need sort of sweeping measures like, you know, a retreat back to shelter in place or staying at home.
Yeah, if you got to wait 14 days, you know, it's like the old what police dramas of where were you on Tuesday night. If you got to wait 14 days to tell somebody where you were, I'm not quite sure I remember where I was 2 weeks ago. So that's a contributing factor as well to just making the whole thing more complicated. Any closing thoughts, Doc?
I would just say that I think that, you know, that the messaging from the top has been confusing. And I think that it's just best for us all to keep in mind that this is not done because there's any confusion about how to prevent the virus. It's because we've reached the point that the economy is really hanging in balance with, you know, what we can do to control the disease. So we're trying to do what we can to kind of save jobs and keep the economy afloat. But that does not mean the virus has changed since March. So the old same tired advice that, you know, we public health people keep giving of keeping a distance, washing your hands, keeping surfaces clean, and wearing masks still hold. And we really do wish that that messaging could be emphasized from every level, constantly, every day. But this is my best attempt at, in my small role.
Doctor, I appreciate your time and everything you do. Dr. Kumi Smith, hope we talk to you again. Assistant Professor of Epidemiology at the University of Minnesota. 7:54 now, 6 before 8. Some showers around the city. Let's see what effect it's having on traffic now here at WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.